Just 1 week after the gubernatorial recall election on June 5th, members of both political parties break bread at the executive residence. Popular Democrat Bob Jauch says it was an opportunity to informally talk about serious matters, but mostly, he says, people were enjoying the day with friends at the Brat Summit.
There was no arguing. There's nobody bad-mouthing each other. We were catching up, talking about families. And enjoying the good weather.
In extending an olive branch across the political aisle in what has become a polarized atmosphere, Governor Scott Walker personally serves up what's been called sausage of reconciliation at the governor's mansion. Janesville Democrat Tim Cullen says it was a small step, but a good step. Cullen says it was a great chance for lawmakers to get to know one another outside the work environment.
Chance to talk to people and find out that they actually have other lives. That they have kids, they have grandkids, they pay property taxes, and they have other problems. So get to know them as a human being. It doesn't mean you agree with them. There are people in there I talk to I don't agree with at all on most all major issues. But it doesn't mean that we can't be civil to each other.
Cullen made that statement on civility while about a dozen protesters shouted. Richland Center Republican Dale Schultz is optimistic. He says Wisconsinites are looking to lawmakers to show some leadership and maturity. And he's doing his part, he says. Madison Democrat Brett Halsey is happy for now.
It was a nice event. I mean, the question is not what happened today, but what's going to happen different tomorrow. And are we going to see real progress or more political BS.
He says Brat Summit was very casual, probably something that should have happened a year and a half ago. Lawmakers we spoke to say there was no discussion about a potential special session of the legislature. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.